You should be ashamed of yourself. It's something everyone has heard at least once in their life. It's a saying that brings the person who's being talked to down while making the person talking feel powerful. Being ashamed, also known as being embarrassed, can cause people to hide their true personality and intentions. In 1 Corinthians 9, Paul tells us to run the race, even if there are obstacles that lay ahead. For some Christians, being ashamed is just another hurdle to jump in the race of our faith. But sometimes we imagine the hurdle is too tall for us to jump, so we stall our growth standing at the hurdle while we try to build up courage to take that leap of faith. Sometimes it feels that we are farther behind compared to others who leap those hurdles easily. Have you ever wondered what's stopping us from jumping at the same speed? One reason could be our friends. Sometimes we end up hanging out with bad influences and get sucked so deep into wanting acceptance that we're too scared to show our devotion to God. Preachers warn us to watch for wolves in sheep's clothing. But if we aren't careful, we can appear as sheep in wolf's clothing, losing any influence we could have had as a Christ follower. Let's look at Matthew 5, 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. I want to put it like this for you. How can you be a light to God if all of your friends are fire extinguishers? Why would you want to be friends with fire extinguishers when you could be friends with kerosene, fuel that can help your light shine even brighter to God? Consider Proverbs 27:17, which says, "As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend." Why wouldn't you want to be friends with someone who pushes you to be the best you can be for God? Another reason we might not be training ourselves is our family doesn't approve. For this, I want to bring up the story of Jesus' family in Matthew 12, 46 through, verses 46 through 50. While he was still talking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and brothers stood outside, wanting to speak to him. Then one said to him, "Your mother and brothers are outside, wanting to speak to you." But he answered and said to the one who told him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And he stretched out his hand towards his disciples and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." There are some instances where we forget we have a second family full of good, hardworking Christians. And while your earthly family may not approve of your faith, you have a heavenly family who is willing to help you in any way you need, like helping you get to worship on Sunday mornings and class on Wednesday nights. But it's not enough to just call them our family. We need to have a connection with them. We can achieve this connection through fellowship. Let's turn to Hebrews 10, verses 24 through 25. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. We cannot neglect meeting together. I want to put it like I did earlier. How can our fire grow if we aren't surrounding ourselves with kerosene and are instead going into the harsh, cold, windy world where our fire can easily be put out? Why would we want to do that? Hopefully, your friends and family are not the obstacles in the way of your race. And hopefully, you are already in the race. And if you are, how should you run the race? For this, I would like to bring up the Ethiopian eunuch. Please turn with me to Acts 8. And while this whole passage is relevant to the point, we will only be focusing on verses 34 and through 39. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this, of himself or of some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at the scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went out into the water, and he baptized him. Now, when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more. But he went on his way rejoicing. Please pay attention to that last part. "But he went on his way rejoicing." How many brethren do we know that walk around looking like they were baptized in pickle juice? Do we sometimes forget the good news we carry? Maybe we don't forget. Maybe we're scared. Scared of how people will react. How many times have we been excited about something but held it in because we didn't want someone to make fun of us? But the eunuch went on his way rejoicing. Why can't we be like him? Why do we think that God is someone we should be ashamed of? He isn't someone we should be ashamed of. We need to be like the eunuch and openly rejoice. We also need to be like Philip, prepared to tell the people that we come across about the good news that we carry. God sent his Son to die for our sins. We shouldn't be hesitant to share the gospel with our friends. I would like us to look at Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20, also known as the Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." How can we spread the word if we're too ashamed of it? We need to run the race with joy and without fear, ready to share the word with anyone we can. Yes, while you should be ashamed of yourself is something everyone has heard, why should we let them be right? Let's surround ourselves with good people and a Christian family and be the best we can be for God. Let's go forward, jumping those hurdles, igniting the fire, and fanning the flames. Let's not be ashamed of who we are. Thank you.